This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is fascinating to me. And we're going to get some insight here from our friend Holly Fan from Eater Magazine. New article out in Eater Magazine. And Eater is one of these online magazines. They've got stuff from all over the place. Different articles about different restaurants, different cities, different countries. And they've got this new piece out, destinations around the world, you know, the 22 destinations, where to eat in 2022. And, you know, Guadalajara, Mexico, and Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. And then we got some spots in the Caribbean. And then you go down through here, San Antonio, Texas, I can see that maybe. And you go down, and somewhere between suburban Toronto and Dubai, we find St. Louis. So Holly Fan joining us now. How in the world did that happen?
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Really? Welcome to KMOX again.
Thank you. Yeah, it's nice to talk to you.
So how does this work out? I'm gonna divide this conversation into kind of two sections here. We're gonna start off with St. Louis landing amongst these world dining destinations, and then we'll dip from there back into some ground that we've touched on before. But you can always touch on it a little more. It's some of the essential spots in St. Louis that got us on this list. But
sure,
want to start though with, you know, how did we, as St. Louis, and you even, the way you put it in here in the article, St. Louis has snuck its way into the top 15 restaurant destinations in America, mm-hmm. is the way you might hear it, and, you know, snuck its way in. How mm-hmm. did we sneak our way into a top destination in the world?
Right? Isn't that nuts? So the way this happened was sort of a crazy idea, that became reality. Because I had written about St. Louis before for Eater, which was what they call a map, which is kind of just the city roundup of great restaurants. And we had talked about that this summer. I was invited to pitch my city for this piece, which was Eater's list of the most important food cities in the world. And I thought to myself, you know, I love St. Louis. St. Louis is amazing. We have this incredible dynamic food scene that's underappreciated. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to pitch this. I'm going to, you know, fight hard for my city, and we'll see what happens. And I think maybe it was a mix of sheer ignorance and naivete and just delusion. But somehow the people at Eater, listened to me, and they listened to what St. Louis had to offer and how different we were from other food cities and what sort of makes us an exceptional place. And they included us, and we're one of, I think, five cities domestically that are on the list. The rest of them are all international. It's pretty amazing.
So first, tell me, what was it in your, after you sat through that pitch meeting, made mm-hmm. your pitch, heard a lot of the other ones, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. What was it about the pitch for St. Louis you think that kind of put us over to the top and made us a serious contender in this conversation?
Yeah, sure. So what they seem to respond to the most, and what I think really people maybe don't know that our diners are just, you know, people who are part of the food dining community, they don't get to see this part of our industry, our hospitality industry and the restaurant industry. But St. Louis is extremely unique in that our chefs and our hospitality, magnets and our little guys, our up-and-comers, we all work together. And I've worked in restaurants in New York. I've worked in restaurants here. I've worked in restaurants in other cities. And I can guarantee you it is not that way in other cities. Other restaurants are competitive. Other chefs are divisive. It's not like that here. Here, the little guy is helped by the big guy. I make a reference to Cui Tran, who owns My Li and Noodle House, who is a phenomenal human being, but also has been very, very important in the growth and sort of the forward thinking of our culinary community. And what he did and what he does on the regular without telling anyone and with no one knowing is he does things like opens his restaurant at night for young entrepreneurs who want to start out a food business but don't have the either the space or the, you know, financial ability to rent out a space for themselves to cook. And so he will help them out in that way. There are places like Urban Eats, which is this amazing place in Dutchtown that helps to facilitate young chefs trying to start out on their own. So there's a lot of people that are established helping out little guys. And that seems like in other industries, oh, that's how it works. But in the restaurant community, that's very, very strange. But for some reason, St. Louis is so, so focused on making the dining community as a whole exceptional that we help each other out and we support each other and we have a compassion for each other that isn't seen in other food cities.
So the rising tide lifts all boats is what worked with it. And what was, as you're making this pitch to the editors of Eater, mm-hmm. which I presume they're either out of New York or L.A.
Yeah, New York.
So what is the reaction you're getting as you're to these comments and to this sort of line, this sort of storyline that you're putting out there about St. Louis?
Yeah, sure. So what was interesting is I think St. Louisans we have a bit of a chip on our shoulder about how much national recognition we receive, because for the amount of great food we're putting out and the amount of diverse, different types of culinary cuisine we have here to offer, we don't tend to get a lot of national recognition. We will sort of receive accolades for independent, you know, or individual restaurants, but we're not seen as a city as necessarily the dining destination that we want to be seen as. So when that first map came out, Eater contacted me and they were so surprised at how much engagement and readership St. Louis had for this list that they had put out. And the day that they had posted the list of these, at the time, 20 essential St. Louis restaurants, there was more readership for the St. Louis list than there was of any other city that they had dropped that day. And so they recognized that, hey, there's something different about this city. The people there are really engaged with the food. They're really knowledgeable about what's going on in restaurants, and they're invested. And so I think that alone really pushed St. Louis forward as a serious food city. It was the people who support it was really outstanding. So what seemed to connect to them the most was that we were, during the time of such uncertainty, during a time of COVID and Omicron and all this horrible stuff that has happened, you know, and made the restaurant community just stressed to the point of breaking, if not breaking, that we still had sort of our heart and soul intact, and that we were able to still have this community where in other cities, people were just sort of, you know, falling apart on their own. That doesn't happen here.
So tell me, as this process is going on, what jumped out at you as far as other cities went? I mean, you're hearing Buenos Aires, you're hearing Nantes, France, and Clarkson, Georgia. What was jumping out to you listening to some of these very exotic places in Clarkson, Georgia?
I know, isn't that nuts? Well, I'll tell you, they actually kept, so the pitch process was pretty secretive. They would not tell us what other cities were being chosen or what pitches they were even listening to. So our pitches were individual. But from looking at the list from last year, it was very similar. It was cities like, you know, Porto, Portugal, and you know, these amazing cities in Japan and Korea and all these places that seem much more significant, maybe, or larger, or more recognized than, you know, our Midwestern city. But I think our time has come. I think people are starting to realize that there's something exceptional going on in the middle of the country, not just on either coast.
Okay. Well, now I've made a promise, and that promise was to get to some of the places that got us to this major international list. So my favor I'm going to ask of you is, can you stay with us through the break and come back and talk a little bit about some restaurants?
That's the only thing I know about. So absolutely.
Okay. So we'll be back with Holly Fan. Some of the places you got to try around the St. Louis area that have put us on a global list of food destinations for 2022. Back with that in a moment. It's 9:32 on KMOX. Tuesday night on KMOX at your service. Back with another segment with Holly Fan from Eater Magazine. She managed to get St. Louis landed in one of the global top destinations for dining in 2022. And now we're going to talk about some of the places that got us there. Holly, thanks for sticking around.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've cheated, because the last time I spoke to you, I think you had either the 20 or 22 essential places to eat in St. Louis, and now we're up to 26.
Yeah.
So what got added?
You're exactly right. We were at 20, and we bumped it up a few. There are a couple places that were not open when the original list came out.
Gerard Kraft's latest spot, for one?
Exactly. Kempis is another one. Ben Grupe's amazing restaurant that was unfortunately delayed because of COVID, and it was delayed, and they sort of pivoted to doing takeout, but they finally were able to have their sit-down, fine dining experience available and ready for the public. And they're amazing, so they went on the list. There are also a couple places that are not sort of expected. There's a distillery called Switchgrass, which is housed in this amazing, I think it's an old dance hall from the 30s, maybe.
Of this place is cool. You've got to check this out.
And,
I will tweet for those wondering. I will tweet the links to both of these articles here in a few minutes at George Sells on Twitter. But yeah, I'm looking at Switchgrass Spirits, and that is a cool looking place. Where is that?
Yeah, it's cool. You'd love it. It's in U City. I think it's in Wellston. It's in an old American Legion Hall.
Okay.
That had been sitting empty, and they gutted that place and restored it back to its original glory, and then started making booze and filling it up with amazing whiskeys and spirits and rye. And it's again, it's not just because of the spirits they're making. It's not just because they're making, you know, exceptional product. It goes back to just like the chefs helping each other out and building a community. This company is a company that's run by its workers, that shares its wealth, that has a large majority of investors are women. There's a lot of things about it that are just sort of a little bit different and refreshing, and the way that the future of food is going. And so they're a great representation for St. Louis and sort of, you know, how we're a little different, how what we have to offer. So they were included. You can find their whiskeys in a lot of local restaurants. You can find them at a couple different wine and spirit shops in St. Louis, but they're a new addition. There's a place that has been around for a while that should have been on the first list, and I take full responsibility for that. It's Matt McGuire's Louie, which is in the Clayton DeMunn area.
Been there recently, in fact. That's a great spot.
Oh, great. Did you enjoy it? Did you have
a
good time?
Oh, yeah. Always do.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. That is indicative of that place. When you are at Louie, you are having a good time. You are not worried about anything else. You never walk in there with a concern of, is this going to be good? Is this going to be as good as I want it to be? It is one of those places that when you walk in, you submit to the experience. You hand over everything to this very competent team. And what they give you is flawless food that is, it's not reinventing the wheel. They are making food that is precise and delicious and made with heart. And at the same time, you know, it's nothing that you're going to look at and sort of poke your fork at and wonder what it is. And that's kind of, you know, that's nice. It's welcoming. It's warm. It's something that it's a place you would go to twice in 1 week and not realize that you went twice in 1 week. So they are on there.
Tell me about this little Japanese fire truck.
Yeah, right. That is Izumi is Kurt Bellin, who is a very accomplished chef. Kurt's mom hails from the Izumi prefecture of Japan. And as a little kid, as a little boy, he had these dreams, this was great, of driving a little red fire truck, a little Japanese red fire truck around and feeding people good food. And it sounds a little weird. It's the kind of thing that I would want to do when I was a kid. So I don't think it's too bizarre, but he grew up, came to St. Louis, kept this dream of sort of introducing St. Louisans to Japanese, what's called, and I know this sounds a little off-putting, convenience store food.
Okay.
But in Japan, 7-Elevens are not like we have here. They are sort of, they are sort of the whole food of 7-Elevens is how I'll describe them. They have exceptional food, everything you'd ever want. They have dining with tables and places to prepare your meals, and it's a whole different culture, but people really do go and dine at these convenience stores on a regular basis expecting good quality food. And so he wanted to introduce some of the items that were most popular at these places to St. Louisans. And one of the great quotes he gave me, which I included in the piece, was that if he were to go to, say, San Francisco, or if he were to go to New York, he said something hilarious. He said, you'd have to kill a highborn or Noah Duke in order to get the financing to do this. But in St. Louis, you don't have to do that. And it's so true. I mean, it really is. Sometimes, you know, if he wanted to have the same venture be feasible in L.A., it may cost, you know, many, many tens of thousands of dollars, Whereas here, it's it's just much more reasonable, and the opportunities are more robust for him. So,
and he's essentially a food truck, so he's roaming all over the place.
Yeah, in his little Japanese food truck.
Where do you catch him?
He is on. You can find out where he is by following his Instagram.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, George, if you have one of his chicken katsu sandwiches or his strawberry and cream sandwiches, which I think for a Western audience sounds a little bizarre to put strawberries and whipped cream in between two slices of a very soft milk bread, sounds a little strange, but when you eat it, you'll be a changed person. I swear.
Okay.
You will see enlightenment. You will reach enlightenment. They are delicious and not too sweet and juicy and fragrant, and the bread is soft and comforting, and they're amazing. But you can find them on Instagram. But I encourage anyone who wants to try his sandwiches, you have to pre-order because he's very popular.
Okay. Now, Gerard Kraft needs no extra publicity, but anything with Niche attached to it, you got to ask the question. Bowood by Niche, we've been waiting for this to open up. It's now open. Does it carry the torch?
It does. It really, truly does. And I loved Bowood. I loved it as a restaurant. I loved it as a farm. I loved it as a concept. I loved buying plants there. I mean, I loved everything about it. And I like many other St. Louisans, was heartbroken when they shuttered. And it's the perfect sort of place for a Gerard Kraft establishment. It really is. He brings sort of a freshness to it. Dakota Williams, the chef, is introducing a lot of dishes that are very plant-based, vegetable-forward, in a way that makes you not miss meat at all, which is wonderful. You're eating sort of the freshest of product and produce, which ties in with that whole farm idea. And it's just, it's relaxed, it's elegant, but it's very casual, and it's a beautiful place to go. I've probably been there more often than I should be going. I'll tell you a secret, which is no longer a secret. I actually went there for breakfast, ate breakfast, moved my belt notch over a little bit, and then I stayed for lunch. That is how much I like that place. So, it's great. It's beautifully done.
Okay, so let's end with this.
Mm-hmm.
We've got your list in front of us. Where are you going next?
You know, tomorrow I have some shopping to do at Pan Asia Market. So I'll be hitting their little China Bistro, which is their little food stall, and getting some Mapo Tofu, which is some of the best in St. Louis. It will make your lips numb and burn like crazy, but you'll love it. You'll beg for the burn. It's so good.
And that China really Bistro is number one on your list, I should point out to those who don't have it in front of them. So I have a cheat sheet here, so I get to do that. Well, Holly Van, as always, it has been a blast. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
If you go on my Twitter, at George Sells, you will find Holly's Twitter handle. You will also find both of these articles we've been talking about for the last 20 minutes. And thank you so much for being with us on KMOX.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
All right.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.